This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, meet the wrestler once bitten in the face by a cobra. It's Jake the Snake. First, though, lots of drama, but still no budget here in California. The stakes grow by the hour. Nearly 400 construction projects valued at more than $5.5 billion will shut down unless lawmakers pass a budget today. Joining us now for more is Dan Walters of the Sacramento Bee. And Dan, there was some very interesting political maneuvering late last night. What happened?
Well, a Republican contingent in the state Senate dumped their leader, Dave Cogdell, and installed a new leader by the name of Dennis Hollingsworth at about midnight last night. And the Republican contingent has been divided over it, I doubt whether it really changes the macro situation very much.
And where does that macro situation stand right now?
They need one more Republican senator, state senator, to vote for the package that's before the legislature, tax increases and spending cuts and borrowing and whatnot to try to close a $40 billion deficit in the state budget.
And that tax increase vote took place at about 1 a.m. this morning after weeks of not being able to achieve some kind of consensus on this budget. What's the mood like there in Sacramento?
Well, it's a little tense and grumpy, I guess you'd say, because the legislature's been more or less continuously in session now since Saturday. And in fact, last night the Senate was locked up and the members had to make do on sleeping bags and couches and whatever, because the Senate leader has vowed to keep them in session until the impasse is cracked one way or the other.
You wrote today that even if this budget does get approved, it might not solve California's problems. Why?
Well, because California's budget problems, while exacerbated tremendously by the current recession, really have been going on for many years. And we have what the experts call a structural deficit, is that over time, year after year, the state's revenue system does not produce enough revenue to meet all of its spending commitments. And so in more years than not, in fact, I believe it's like 16 out of the last 20 years, for example, the state has had deficits. And this budget package is basically a temporary thing. The tax increases are temporary. Most of the spending cuts are temporary. And so while it might get them through another year or two of the situation, if enacted, what happens after that is very problematic. Even if the economy rebounds, the state still has this structural deficit. It's been there even in years when the economy was booming.
So in your opinion, what will fix things here in California?
Well, they would have to make some permanent revenue increases or some permanent spending cuts or some combination thereof to close the deficit. And they've ducked that issue year after year after year after year because it was usually small enough, you know, $5, $6 billion that they could paper it over with some bookkeeping maneuvers, some deferrals, some backdoor loans, and you know, raid some other state funds and so forth. But when it gets up to the dimensions that it now has reached, you can't do that anymore. Plus, our credit rating's the lowest in the country. They can't even go out and borrow any more money anymore.
Dan, do you think that the situation, California without an approved budget, is it starting to take a toll on other states at all?
I don't know that it's hurting other states. We don't have the worst budget problem in the country in relative terms. A couple of other states, including New York, have worse problems than we do. But it's certainly the largest in terms of dollar amounts, and it probably affects the whole municipal finance bond market as well. When we drag down California's budget rating, it's so big that it has to have some kind of residual impact on the whole municipal finance market.
Dan Walters of the Sacramento Bee, thank you.
You're welcome.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
Maybe you've noticed it. We here at Day to Day certainly have. There is a lot to be outraged about these days. Banks are collapsing, ball players cheating, budgets are a mess, lots of people are losing their jobs and their homes. Are you mad as hell and not going to take it anymore? Well, don't go to your windows and yell. Write us. We want to hear about what's going on in the news that has you outraged. Email us at daydreaming@npr.org.